Welcome to the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast, powered by Jetro. Each week, we bring extremely valuable accounting and tax tips specific to small business owners. You will be on your way to growing your business and putting more money in your pockets. Here's your host.
Hello and welcome back. I am your host, Mike Jezoshek, a CPA and founder at Jetro. Today's topic is going to be on what is an LLC and how is it different from an S corporation. Now, before we get into that, this episode is brought to you by Jetro, a digital accounting firm servicing business owners across the country, helping them relieve stress around financials and save thousands in taxes. Again, today's topic is on what is an LLC and how is it different from an S corporation. And this episode is a part in a multi-part series where we talk about the S corporation and why it might make sense. But before we get into why an S corporation might make sense, we want to do some groundwork. So if you haven't listened to last week's episode called Pass-Through Entity, what is it and what does it mean? I recommend you check out that one first and then come back here as we dive into what is an LLC and how is it different from an S corporation. So, you know, many people that we talk to, and this is what we're going to be talking about is we say LLC, but we're also wrapping in that sole proprietor. So if you are a business owner that does not have an entity structure like an LLC or corporation set up, this would also be relevant to you. And so most people that start their business oftentimes start as either a sole proprietorship or an LLC. So we're going to talk about what that means in the grand scheme of things. And the first question I want to answer is, where do I report activity from a sole proprietorship or an LLC? And so we talked about this a little bit last week, but I want to again bring it up. So a sole proprietorship or an LLC is considered a pass-through entity. So you're going to file the activity from that business as a sole proprietor. You're going to file it on your personal tax return, Form 1040, via a Schedule C. If you're a single member LLC, you're going to do it the same exact way. Report the activity on your personal tax return via a Schedule C. Now, if you're a multi-member LLC or an LLC that has partners, you would report that the business activity on Form 1065, a partnership tax return, and then you're going to get a K-1 from that partnership tax return to report that activity on your personal tax return. So again, a sole proprietorship or single member LLC or a multi-member LLC are all considered pass-through entities. So again, if you haven't listened to last week's episode, check that out. So now the big thing is I want to talk about how is a sole proprietorship or how is an LLC taxed? And so as a sole proprietorship or single member LLC, you're going to pay your normal income tax rate on the profit or income of the business, as well as self-employment taxes. So your regular income tax rate, this is going to be when you look at the brackets, wherever you qualify, wherever you land in there. As a sole prop or single member LLC, you're paying your regular income tax rate. And then over and above that, you're also paying self-employment tax. And self-employment tax is 15.3%. That's broken down into two separate pieces, Social Security and Medicare. So Social Security, when it comes to self-employment tax, is a rate of 12.4%, and that's on your first $137,700, at least here in 2020. That number changes. So Social Security tax of 12.4% is on your first $137,700 of business income. Medicare tax is an additional 2.9% on your total business income. So the total of Social Security and Medicare is at 15.3%, 12.4 plus 2.9. So again, I want to iterate this. If you're set up as a sole proprietorship or a single member LLC, self-employment tax is over and above your normal income tax rate. So you pay your normal income tax rate as well as self-employment taxes. And one thing to note about self-employment tax is there's no deductions, there's no credits that can help offset it. So it doesn't matter how many children you have, it's not going to offset self-employment tax. Now, your normal income tax rate, you might have credits and deductions and things to offset that, but the self-employment tax on the profit of your business, there is no deductions for that. So I want to kind of walk through an example to help illustrate this, kind of put numbers to paper. So let's assume that you have a business that profited $80,000. So that could be where you have income or sales of $200,000 with expenses of $120,000, your profit is $80,000. When we look at what you're being taxed on, we want to focus on the profit of the business. So let's assume that you have your business profits, you're set up as a sole proprietor or a single member LLC, and your business profits $80,000. On that $80,000, you're going to pay your normal income tax rate, whichever bracket you fall into, and then over and above that, you're going to pay self-employment taxes. In this situation, the self-employment taxes that you would pay on $80,000 is just over $11,304. And again, this self-employment tax is in addition to your normal income tax rate. And so it doesn't matter if you're a sole proprietorship or a single member LLC. For tax purposes, you're going to be treated the same. They both are taxed the same exact way. They both are reported on the Schedule C of your personal tax return. And so thus, by simply creating an LLC instead of a sole prop, as far as on the tax side, you're not creating any tax advantages. So a lot of people say, well, I'm going to open up an LLC to create some tax advantages. By simply opening an LLC and running your business through there, it's going to be taxed the same way as a sole proprietorship would. And the big downfall to a sole prop or a single member LLC setup is that self-employment tax. So you might be saying, okay, so now what do I do? We want to minimize self-employment tax, but I'm set up as a sole prop or I'm set up as an LLC. How can I avoid that? And that's where we're going to talk about the S-Corp strategy. So fortunately, there's a way that we can help eliminate a portion or potentially a portion of your self-employment tax. And that's by utilizing an S-Corporation. So in our next episode, we're going to talk about deeper about what is an S-Corporation and why should I potentially elect to be one. And the purpose of the S-Corporation, or at least the main purpose of an S-Corporation, is to help eliminate that self-employment tax. So that's going to be something you want to stay tuned for next week. But again, I just want to go over in summary what we've talked about this week on sole proprietorships and LLCs. So if you're a single member LLC or a sole prop, you're going to file the business activity on your personal tax return, Form 1040, via a Schedule C. So the Schedule C is where you're going to report the revenue, the sales, and the expenses to find your profit. If you're a multi-member LLC, you're going to file a partnership tax return, get a K-1, which will report that business activity on your personal tax return. If your SEP is a sole prop or a single member LLC, you get taxed on both your profit from your business gets taxed at both your normal income tax rate as well as self-employment tax of 15.3%. And self-employment tax is broken up, split between Social Security and Medicare. Note that once your income hits a certain point, that Social Security tax might max out, but just generally stating 15.3% on your business income is what the self-employment tax hit will be. So your business profits $80,000, you're paying self-employment taxes of $11,304 in addition to your normal tax rate. And again, one thing I want to emphasize is that whether you're set up as a sole proprietorship or a single member LLC, you're taxed the same way. So there's no tax advantage simply by being an LLC. Now, there's things that we're going to talk about. With an LLC, you can choose to be an S corporation, and that might bring some tax savings. But just by simply being an LLC versus a straight sole proprietorship, there's no initial tax savings. So again, I hope that was helpful to kind of lay the groundwork. We're doing a couple or multi-part series where I want to guide you through this and kind of walk you through this. We're also doing articles on our webpage, which will be in the show notes, that kind of walk through the same things that we're talking about today with some pictures and illustrations and examples. So if you haven't listened to last week's, check it out now so you can kind of go back to it. That one was pass-through entity. What is it and what does it mean? And this week we talked about what is an LLC and how is it different from an S corporation. And then next week we're going to dive into what is an S corporation and why should I potentially elect to be one. So I hope everything was helpful. Keep in touch. Again, join our Facebook group. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us and we can dive in on it. Everybody have a great rest of your week. Bye-bye. Now, one last thing before I go. Don't forget to check out our podcast website at www.jetrotax.com. Simply click resources and then podcast, where you can go there and check out our past episodes. Also, don't forget to join our free bookkeeping training program and free Facebook group. I've provided links to both of these in the show notes below.
This has been another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast from the team at Jetro. If you enjoy our weekly episodes, please leave a review on whatever platform you listen to us on and share with other business owners. If you have any questions or future topics you want to hear, email them to tax@jetrotax.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.